She visited us when we were kids, a sort of adopted aunt, I suppose you'd say. Kind, happy, vague, eccentric slightly. Late in life, she married the widowed farmer. Then they would come, late Saturday afternoons, with buckets of fresh farm strawberries, large jars of jam, and often black jelly beans. We loved it all. The farmer's favourite saying was, "Selling like hotcakes," or "Sold like hotcakes." "We'll sell like hotcakes." As kids, we sat waiting for the saying, knowing that before day's end it would come. One day he surprised us. Some land he'd subdivided had, in his own words, been selling like hotcakes. But depression and economic change altered the situation. "How's the land selling, Sol?" Dad asked. "Nothing happening. That land of mine is laying like stale old buns in a deserted cake shop." The quizzical expression he bore in witness to our laughter lies etched before me. Those reminiscences, how to say rhinoceros, that was one of those things, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
In here, and hissed hark, the night is very dark.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you back, Nance.
It does. That poem, although that didn't happen and that wasn't true, we did have relatives that came and they would say things that would make us as children laugh, which probably wasn't funny to other people, and we'd be told off for laughing, told we were rude, but we didn't mean it that way. So that sort of is a germ of an idea there, and I fictionalised it a bit, a lot.
Lovely.